Hey friends, this is your Creative Kaibigan, a podcast where we dilute famous keynotes into graspable advice on creativity, productivity, and storytelling by some of the leading creatives across the world. My name's Joe. I'm so honored to be your host, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Let's start the podcast. Sayings that are often thrown around include, be confident, be proud of yourself, you are beautiful. These are often gifted to us with good intention and with the motive to cheer us up, especially after a fall, or a guiding point of a word of wisdom. However, the journey of being proud, confident, and recognizing inner beauty cannot be simply summed up in a two-word slogan. It is dangerously to simplify what is a complex journey of discovering your values and yourself throughout time. When we seek what is most valuable to us, it can simply appear to be a single word, a command. Rather, we have to earn them. Dr. Ivan Joseph, through his TED Talk, gives us insight on how we can develop the skill of self-confidence. It starts firstly with the need to believe in yourself and the ability to achieve the task no matter what the odds, difficulty, and adversity. It's that uninhibited urge to pursue your dreams, as they are, and using your circumstance as a challenge to achieve them better. It is your suffering that ultimately makes your story compelling. It is where we gain our grassroots from. When he continues to say that the self-confidence needs to be practical, the extent of our dreams should align with our extent of our actions to achieve them. So to have confidence in our own skills and abilities, we inevitably must practice. Dr. Joseph explains that we become self-confident when the situation is not new to us and we are used to an environment of difficulty. So, familiarize yourself with your work and never be afraid to seek challenge. As we continue to have the courage to go after our creative inhibitions, we must practice coinciding our abilities to be confident with tight situations. With every pursuit and practice we are passionate about, we feel intimidated with the first ounce of rejection. So now more than ever, it is important that we shouldn't bail on the first ounce of failure. It's the moment when you worked so hard with the hopes of everything will be worth it. But although carefully planned, nothing went according to plan. It's not by relying for the love of the practice to set you through. One's love will change gradually. If you couple that with your persistence, you will cease to be resilient to failure. It is your will to continue practicing even after you fail and keep on going. A way to combat this, according to Dr. Joseph, is through the positive practice of self-talk. If it were to be negative thoughts that go in our heads, whether that be fear or vulnerability, with positive reinforcements, with the way we change our language, we could possibly have implications on our actions. It starts with our actions and then our language that we ultimately have the capability to change our behaviors. We can change our language into actions, so now more than ever, it is important to have that self-affirmation. If we change the way we mention daily things in our lives, when we say the word I can't and turn it to I won't, or I'll try to I will do the best that I can, there comes the difference of taking agency to yourself and your goals. The people that surround yourself also matter, according to Dr. Joseph, saying that we should get away from people who will tear you down your confidence. They will inevitably do that to make them feel themselves better. And remember, I am better than no one, and no one is better than me. The goal is, after all, not to be better than anyone, rather to be the most personal and most creative version of yourself. This was also famed director Martin Scorsese's words. Dr. Joseph gives us practical tips to induce higher levels of self-confidence. Firstly, it comes with writing it down. You should list a sheet of things that make you who you are. In Dr. Joseph's words, when you know the world is tearing you down, make your own personal brag sheet, a list of constants that you'll be proud of for the rest of your life. Secondly, when it comes to giving criticism, it should also be at the aid of giving confidence to other people and improve their abilities, whether that be for yourself or others. We shouldn't point out the wrong in people, but rather reinforce what is constructive language on one's strengths and points of improvement. We should be hearty in our praise when there are habits we want to continue. Don't be greedy on giving compliments, especially when your colleagues and conglomerates are good to you. What we can all take from this talk is that the act of self-confidence, in the end, no one will believe you except yourself. The challenge for us is to keep instilling that habit, most especially in time of struggle.
Hey, it's Joe. I hope you liked the creative advice today.
please check out the creative works featured in this episode. Now make sure to turn off your phone, use what you learned today, and do something creative. Hope to see you in the next episode.